This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Imagine what you did yesterday. Now think about the day before that and the day before that. Do you remember who you talked to, who you saw? Every interaction you had is important in the fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch brings us the story of how Howard Brown Health is hunting down coronavirus, one patient at a time.
Annette Miller got a call a few weeks ago from Dr. John Schneider. He's an infectious disease specialist, a virus detective these days, at Howard Brown's community clinic in Hyde Park on the south side. Miller's son Theory tested positive for COVID-19, and Schneider wanted her to get tested. She hesitated at first.
Well, Theory expressed his feelings about the test. He thought, oh my God, that test. You're going to stick that? He told me they stuck it all the way down his nose and to his throat.
She's talking about a nasal swab.
That feeling that he got was scary. And then I thought, oh, if I'm positive, what do I do?
Howard Brown called her and 14 other people, all who may have come into contact with Theory and were exposed to the new coronavirus. This is known as contact tracing. You start with a sick patient and build a web of people they have come into contact with to stop a contagion from spreading. Governors across the country, including Illinois' J.B. Pritzker, say contact tracing will be key to living and working with the virus among us in the months to come.
This isn't just random, I saw someone in passing, or, I had lunch with somebody once.
That's Dr. Schneider.
This is like routine and regular contact.
Contact tracing is normally something local health departments do, but Howard Brown has a lot of experience with it. It's been doing contact tracing for syphilis for nearly 20 years. Schneider started contact tracing for COVID-19 after Howard Brown got its first confirmed case in March, before cases in Illinois started to explode. Here's how it works. After a person tests positive, they get a call.
Hello, I just wanted to follow up with you about your results. And I'm Dr. Schneider. I'm leading some of the efforts to try and understand who might be at risk or who might be susceptible to COVID.
He asks how they're feeling. He tries to get a sense of what they were doing in the weeks before they tested positive. Did they go to work? Are they students?
And then I would start asking about, so who are some of the people that you hung out with or spent time with? Do you live alone or with other people? We probe who's in the household. And then we have other probes. Do you go to the gym and work out with someone regularly? Do you have like a card or drinking, group?
Then Schneider or someone he works with calls all of those people, asking them the same thing. He keeps track of the cases in spreadsheets, giving Howard Brown a detailed look at the spread of the virus. At first, people who tested positive were people who had money. They traveled and went to fancy parties. Now Schneider sees low-wage workers and people of color, Uber drivers and baggage handlers. And like HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases, he says he senses the stigma some people with COVID-19 feel. He spends a lot of time on the phone, not only tracing the virus, but listening to people's worries about it. The conversations can be emotional.
So we've had a couple people, one who's like, oh, my partner, he's in the hospital, or my partner died.
Sometimes Schneider's phone calls reveal even more. The person he's talking to is having a hard time breathing, a sign of COVID-19. They may need to get tested too. Schneider earned Annette Miller's trust, enough for her to go and get tested. She's negative for the coronavirus, by the way, and her son Theory is symptom-free. More pieces of Schneider's contact tracing web complete. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.